When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J, presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Look, when you hit the number right there, it went right when they hit the on the record player. Look, got a nice little cut. Look at it.
I got a nice little cut.
You know why you got his haircut?
Why?
Because he was talking to Justine Wong-Arantes earlier today.
That's actually not true.
On video.
Well, we were.
On
but
video. So you did, though.
You got your stuff all fluffed up there. Looking like Color Me Bad. Look at him. Looked like third base.
Yeah, he went all in.
I didn't get anything that I don't usually get done.
Nick, yes, you did, man.
No, thing, I did not.
You got your fade, and you got the beard faded up.
Of course.
You ain't looking like you did it on purpose.
This is how I always get it cut.
He knew this was date night for him. So he had to try to get
date night for you?
No.
He said no. I got you.
Not tonight.
There it is. You gonna let your little 5 o'clock shadow grow back in?
He's supposed to be getting ready for the flag football championship, but you know.
They haven't played it yet?
We lost in the semifinals.
That part. That part.
What, did you do anything?
I was out of town.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
When was he out of town?
Yeah, that I don't know.
Just stay over there and do
what you're doing. You look like you just.
It was on a Sunday night.
Okay,
the semifinal was on a Sunday night. I was visiting family out of town in Seward.
I got you.
Yeah, so
the commitment level wasn't there.
Yeah.
I didn't expect us to make the semis.
Oh, okay.
So you're validating what I'm saying.
Here we go. No.
So you're the type to show up at a golf tournament if you're a professional golfer with only 2 days worth of clothes when me and DP show up with four. No, you didn't expect to win. There's a difference
We can't go on the road with you.
Champions and chumps usually show themselves, and you just showed yourself.
Okay, perfect.
But we like you, though.
We can't go on the road with him, though.
You've been tough today.
I came in prepared for battle.
And I didn't even do anything. Yeah. Jay, I almost texted you yesterday, making sure you're checking on your well-being.
For Buffalo?
Oh, but I didn't. I could have.
I couldn't even get hype about the Texans upsetting the Titans. Buffalo got beat so bad. That was embarrassing.
I still don't understand why people bet.
On games?
Yeah.
It's like a part of the American culture now.
Yeah,
they
but
don't do anything.
But you bet on fantasy football. But they're not good at it.
They're not good at it.
Look, we see the text line. We know.
People will talk themselves into it.
I mean, look, please,
there's always a chance that you could hit this triple parlay or whatever, and 18 games go right, and you bet $10 and win $100,000.
Do you know anybody that's ever gotten rich from betting? Text line. Please text me if you know anybody.
Who's the dude that calls in on Friday to talk about the Paramount or whatever that Jake went to dinner with in Miami?
Well, there's a couple, though, right? When somebody tells me that they're good at betting, I need receipts. And I don't mean like your one receipt of the one time you beat the parlay, other than the other 354 days where they took all your money. But I need somebody who got rich betting. Now, if you're doing it for entertainment value, you're still giving away money.
Yeah, I don't know all the nuances of that.
Nick, are you a fantasy football player?
I play fantasy football, but I don't sports bet.
Yeah.
I know I have buddies that do.
Uh huh. Are any of them rich?
I wouldn't say rich.
Are they rich because of it?
They definitely are better off than a couple people because of it. There are ways. So what they do, though, also, this is bad. They pay like a monthly subscription to get picks sent to them, and then they bet. Yeah, it's bad.
Hey, they got to do what they got to do. Hedging their bets. I mean, I don't know how it works, man. I don't really care.
I don't need another vice. Like, I don't need that in my life. So,
but you always can tell people that are like, if you're at like a sports bar, you can always tell who's all got money on the game because they ain't even watching. They looking dead at the scores.
Yeah,
they like, they don't care who, if they don't have a team. They just want to know, make sure that they're, you know, the teams that they're betting on or players that they're betting on or, you know, how they get to do it, do fantasy football or whatever.
I'm trying to understand. So if you're a fantasy player, then you got to bet against Buffalo because you think somebody's going to have a better day than your guy, which goes against, it's counterintuitive. Like, why would you bet against who you root for?
Yeah, well, I think fantasy football, that's like individual. So you're betting that, you know, I think they put together a team or you buy a team. Based, right?
Isn't yeah, that so that's interesting. Like the fantasy football I play is we put in like $25 at the beginning of the season, we pick our team, and that's who we got. That's fantasy football.
That's entertainment.
But then DraftKings, there's like stuff with DraftKings where each week you have like a budget, I believe.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You get to pick your team, but like Patrick Mahomes is worth way more. You have to spend way more than say, I don't know, Tannehill or whatever. And so you get to risk, you know, you get to pay for how much of a balanced lineup you want, how much, and stuff like that.
For entertainment value, okay, just I get that.
Right.
But people who bet a lot, I don't know anybody who does it well. And we're around a lot of people who are close to football who don't. Here's what I know. The closer you are to football, the less you bet. The closer you are to the people.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because you know what kind of nonsense is going on?
Anything can happen. In this day and age, with this, with especially college football, with these kids, anything can happen.
Especially college football.
Especially college football, anything can happen. Just because you don't know if they don't want to play at 11 o'clock or 2 or at night game.
Girlfriend problems. Yeah, study problems.
Or they didn't get – or, you know, somebody didn't, you know, tweet them back on Twitter or something like that. Or you just, there's so many factors that go into it.
Here's what's funny to me. Like, Jay is talking about people without talking about people. The best part about Jay is, like, he'll go – yeah, there are people that do this. Yeah, he won't say who. That's good, though. Yeah. I understand.
I remember when I first was moving back here, I think Bo Pelini was here. Don't quote me on this. He was a coach. And some of the players were like, oh, I don't like playing at a certain time. I was like, I don't even think I ever cared what time the game was.
Never.
I was just like, it's on.
Never. Never. Never, not, yeah, not as a player or coach.
I never really cared about what time it is. It's just weird. But me coaching, like, teenagers and trying to talk to them and their parents, and I remember telling them, like, look, man, they need more sleep now than when they were, like, little five-year-old kids where you could put them down or whatever because they're growing. And you got kids that will be trying to play, like, somewhat – I'm not even, like, the highest level of basketball. And kids would literally be up all night.
Yeah.
And they look like – like maybe like I did after a hangover, they look like they've been on a binger, even though I know they're not drinking, and they don't understand.
They've been gaming all night.
They've been gaming all night. And so, yeah, so it's a challenge, and that's part of the job, dealing with getting people trying to focus. And sometimes you can lose focus, and you can throw in NIL, you can throw in social media, you can throw in all these different things. And other, you know, you got Uncle Rollo and Bebe in your ear and telling you how great you are, and your coach don't know anything, and then you got YouTube and all this other stuff. It's a lot of distractions, and so it's hard to. It's not as easy as people think that. Oh, you're getting a check, and you need to be coaching, and this needs to happen. It just doesn't happen like that. And that's not making excuses. That's just facts.
But especially in this environment where not everybody is has been familiar with being around people on this larger scale.
No.
Right? You got people from parts of Nebraska that haven't been around 10,000 people in the same space.
No.
Let alone 90,000
right.
or 200,000.
And understanding that this is not a game. Mm-mm. This is not – we are not playing dress up on Saturdays and running out there like it's Halloween for 12 weeks. This is football, and this is for real. And we are in big-time football. We are in the Big Ten, and the only other conference that's bigger than us or as big as us, in my opinion, is the SEC, and we are the closest thing to semi-pro football that there ever will be or is up to this date, because you're playing against the best of the best coaches, the best fans, week in and week out. Then you also practicing at a level that where you got to go out there and compete every single day, and it's not fun. It isn't. Football, sports in general, if you're trying to be good, is not fun. Playing football is not fun. Running in the heat, training with 10-20 pound weight vests on you is not fun. Nobody say, hey, man, you know what? Let's go have fun. Let's go squat 500 pounds and lift and do all this other stuff and make sure we eat on time. That's not fun. That's what makes football so hard, because you only get 12 times to play if you're talking about college football. And so you prepare all year for it, and it's not fun. And you have to make a tremendous amount of sacrifice, and you got to be willing to do it, even though it's not ideal. You're not here to have the same college experience as the regular student. You have time commitments. You have school commitments. You have weight training commitments. You have football commitments. And there is no off days. There is no, oh, well, I'm going to take off 6 weeks. You take off 6 weeks, there's a team – who knows in the Big Ten or non-conference that if you have enough guys taking off 6 weeks, then, you know, you're 6 weeks behind. So that's what makes it hard. And you got to do everything that you can to make sure. I look at it like this: for 40 hours a year, right? So the average game is 3 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just throw in an extra 4 hours just for giggles. So for 40 hours a year, that's, not even 2 days worth if you're looking for hour, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just, you could even just say 48 hours. So for 48 hours a year, just say 4 hours a game, right? For 48 hours, for 2 days, a total of 2 days, you have to be at your best, and you have to be willing to give me your best, and you have to be selfless in the sense of, I'm going to give you my body for the betterment of DP or Nick or the team for 48 hours. And that does include Jay Foreman making plays. But it also includes Jay Foreman sacrificing, maybe making a play, or just me just doing my job and taking up something so DP can make a play and Nick can make a play for the betterment. Hopefully at the end of the year, we all eat and we've all kind of – it all kind of goes full circle. It's like the kid that starts off 11 for 11 in baseball. Well, then he starts – then at the end of the year, he still bats 300.
Numbers
don't
lie.
And then, I'm just saying, eventually it all kind of circles
around. The average is out. The average balances out.
Bounces out.
We'll toward the break. Nick, you ready?
What's he ready for, Nick?
Trivia.
Oh, man.
He's got to load them up. Call now, 402-464-5685. Call the Honda Lincoln Hotline. Nick has trivia, $15 worth for Upside Bar and Lounge if you get it right.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.